On the Claire C. Matt and Kimber catch up, the mighty hoodoo guru Dave Faulkner with our Matt performing a guru's classic.
Yes, Maddie Prittis stops by.
And we asked you when you saw an animal in a strange place.
Switching on Claire C. Matt and Kimber for a laugh in the morning is easy. And switching to Clean Heat to save on your natural gas bills is easy too.
Claire C. Matt and Kimber on your computer. Gosh, how high tech. Enjoy this podcast. Everything Perth.
Claire C. Matt and Kimber, we've got a cast of thousands in here. Let's all say happy birthday, Matt Diktinsky.
Hey!
And welcome our special guest with the Hoodoo Gurus and UMI playing here in Perth. A joint tour has been announced. It's August 4 and 5 at the Astor Theatre from the Hoodoo Gurus. David Jonathan Faulkner joining us. G'day, Dave.
Hey, David Jonathan. That's a new one.
Hey?
Haven't heard that very long.
I'll probably love you in the family a long time ago. How are you, mate?
I'm very good. Thanks, Claire.
Good
so
to see you.
So kind
here.
Of you to come in here and jam on Matt's birthday.
I know. I had no idea. It's
I'm
fantastic.
Stoked.
And of course, he's got the guitar out. So
of course, he has brought that along. He's been fantasizing about playing with you for a long time.
I have.
Nothing wrong with that.
Dreams coming true.
So, Dave, you going to play for us, mate, just to kick things off here?
Well, it's a breakfast show. Let's do something that everyone knows, hopefully,
okay, yeah.
Or a few people know anyway.
Absolutely.
And another thing I've been wondering lately, oh, baby, tell me, where have you been? Now the stage is set, where's my Juliet, baby? Is it maybe my midsummer night's dream? What's my scene? What's my scene? What's my scene? Now tell me, what's my scene? Now normally that bit I sing by myself, but that's all right.
I'm sorry.
No, no, everyone in the crowd does it too, don't worry. Like a talent scout, I've been checking out new blood. Oh, I'd do good if you tell me your game. You're game for it, aren't you, Matt?
I am.
Playing solitaire doesn't get me where you would. And honey, you could play by any rules that you name. Watch my scene. What's my scene? Got you scared now. What's my scene? Tell me, I gotta know now. What's my, what's my, what's my, what's my scene? What's my, what's my, what's my, what's my, you sound good. They say, yeah, they say, making love you can make it pay. They say, oh, so they say, we know there's a better way. Any day.
That's the falsetto.
Woo! Yeah, go, baby! Someone's got to play solo and I ain't doing it.
I'm not doing it.
Well, we've stopped now then. Now, everyone at home, this is a bit where you can sing along.
In your car.
That's right.
Yeah.
And another thing I've been wondering... Can I hear you? Am I crazy to believe in ideals? No! I'm a betting man, but it's getting damn lonely. Oh, honey, if only I could be sure what I feel. Now what's my scene? What's my scene? What's my scene? Tell me, because I gotta know. What's my... What's my, what's my, what's my scene? What's my, what's my, what's my, what's my scene? What's my scene?
What's my,
I never know.
What's my scene?
And I can see.
What's my,
I've been caught in someone else's scene. That's it, baby. That's it.
What's my,
we're done. Stop him, please. What's my? Now the last one, you ready? What's my scene? Happy birthday, Matt.
Oh, thanks, brother.
Bit of birthday over-enthusiasm, but we loved it. That was,
oh, was the drunk bloke at the pub.
Oh, Matt Diktinsky getting his birthday with the one and only Dave Faulkner from the Gurus.
Oh, Dave, nobody rocks out like you at 20 past 7 in the morning.
I know. Acoustic guitar, I'm just as much a threat as on the electric, mate.
You said it to us 3 days ago. I'm okay, I'll sing at 6. Beautiful, for your supper.
Oh, indeed. Yeah, I flew in yesterday, so I'm still on Sydney time, so yeah. You know, I've got a bit of an advantage there.
Yeah, well, take a breather. I mean, look, all I can say is bring on Friday the 4th of August. I've got my ticket already.
Excellent.
Two of the most professional bands out there and some of my favourite live performances have come from you and Tim Rogers. I don't have a question associated with that. I just think fandom. You're great.
Yeah, we're playing Saturday as well. So that's, I think that's almost sold out. But the Friday, I think we've still got a few tickets for that. But yeah, UMI, Hoodoo Gurus, and of course, I think X are on the bill now as well.
Oh, very good.
Instead of a warm-up.
Such a great venue too. I've seen a couple of bands there lately, but Living Colour were there, the American band.
Oh, cool.
Not that long ago. Great night of rock and roll. And this is no exception, mate. You must be excited about playing with these guys.
We're loving it. They're a great band. They're going to give us what for, don't you worry. They're going to try and knock us off the stage as always. You know, well, that's what we do to each other.
Tim Rogers is a real entertainer too.
Oh, yeah.
I find him very funny. I saw one of his live gigs just when he was solo and I thought, even though I love his music, even if he just stopped and had a chat, I would have enjoyed it.
Yeah, he'll be out there being the entertainer and raconteur as always. He's a lot of fun backstage, of course, as well.
He's a bit of a triple threat because in my actor boy days, I did a few auditions and Tim walked into the auditions.
Yeah, he was an actor to begin with.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if he went to NIDA or he did something like that.
Ah.
And he was going to be an actor and then he actually made the switch. And a lot of actors try, but they don't just succeed. He's
tell me
it.
About it.
Yeah.
Well, your guitarist Brad Shepherd's on the phone, mate. He's wanted to sing that bit of that for 30 years. So what's the Tinksy doing?
Sorry, I got excited.
You blazed the trail now.
He may have been a bit enthusiastic this morning.
I was.
But Dave, your passion for the music, I mean, you do, and everyone who can watch this video at mix.com.au can see, it's like you're playing it for the first time every time. It's like someone's finally set you out, let you free, and you've just gone.
Well, it's true. I mean, I guess it's a bit of an illness or something, but it makes me feel good. And so, yeah, why not? Enjoy it.
There's
yeah.
nothing wrong with that. Mate, I do an 80 show at midday every day with Brian Mannix from the Uncanny X-Men.
Oh, right.
Something you definitely have over those guys or over him. He never made the cover of Rolling Stone, which you guys did in August of 86.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, a couple of times. I did it solo as well with a whole group of people for a summer issue.
That's
so,
right. Yeah.
Yep. Unfortunately, it wasn't the American one.
No, well.
It was Australian only. I think that's okay. I'll take that.
It was Bob Dylan that month.
Yeah, some people don't even know there's a difference. Don't worry about it.
Hey, mate, thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Great to see you again playing live so early in the morning too.
Cheers. Good
thanks,
on you.
Dave.
Dave Faulkner joining us. Tickets from www.astortheatreperth.com and, of course, Friday, August 4, Saturday, August 5 at the Astor for not only the Gurus, but UMI with the joint tour. Get into it and rock.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Let's get into this.
Shut up! The boys on the radio!
Brownlow medalist, All-Australian champ, and all-round top bloke. Let's talk footy with Matt Prittis from the West Coast Eagles on Mix 94.5.
What a crucial game of footy. West Coast, Western Bulldogs, Etihad on Mix 94.5. Football, 11:45 on Saturday with both teams 7-6. G'day, Pritter.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, it's going to be a classic game.
Yeah.
Win it.
Yeah. Well, Will Schofield being cleared and found not guilty of striking Clayton Oliver. Always a good thing when the appeal goes well and the team will be happy with this one.
Absolutely. You know, there was a lot made out of it with social media and all that sort of stuff. Mm. But, Will handled himself really well and we got the result we wanted last night. So fantastic. Yeah. He's free to play and he'll play an important role for us.
Matt, there's been some amazing games. We talk about it every week, about the evenness of the competition. Some heartbreaking losses recently too.
Yeah.
I mean, does that leave an emotional hangover within the group or are you able to put that aside and move on pretty quickly?
Yeah, it depends how you lose them.
Yeah.
When we reviewed that game, there wasn't too many things structurally that we did wrong. So sometimes they don't go your way.
Yes.
You know, they got a bit of field position just through, you know, some strong contests and that sort of thing. So, you know, it's disappointing. The boys are hurting, but, you know, we move on pretty quick and this competition is so tight. We can't afford to dwell on anything.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, just watching that moment, you know, just going back to the Schofield-Oliver thing, and especially when it's a break, when it's the end of a quarter and you guys are walking off, does it get really quite heated in there and all of a sudden it just dissipates and everyone goes, it's over and done with?
Yeah, there's always going to be guys in there that are angrier than others.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
might cop one and they're like, oh, want a bit of revenge. But, when it's, there's no more play to be had and we're moving off, sometimes you just got to be big enough to walk away and get ready for the next quarter. So you don't want to be, copping fines or suspension over something stupid.
Don't need to be involved in a melee.
Mm.
Although that is still one of my favourite bits of footage of Dermy running through the Essendon back at quarter time. Can't do that these days.
He ran into a couple of big blokes halfway through and went, oh, I think I made a mistake here.
It's good to see.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we talk about how even the competition is and that, we never really know who's going to win each game. Do you feel, though, that is it because because the skills of all the players have reached such a level that it's quite hard for everyone to keep up and maintain? Or is it that, you know, maybe we've had some of the stronger teams drop off a bit and people aren't playing their best footy?
Yeah, it's a bit of everything. Like, teams are so well drilled now. So we watch so much vision, and everyone's got a structure when you are three goals behind with 5 minutes to go, and you've got structures vice versa when you're three goals up and you're trying to save the game.
Yeah.
So, but teams are becoming so good at, you know, taking the game on. So your halfbacks are starting 20 metres in front of their half forwards and giving them goal side, which has never happened before. So all these little things are going on in the game now where it's evolved to teams are never out of it. Like, you're seriously always a chance to win it.
And, of course, the draft has made for a very even competition as well, you know.
Yeah.
So, Bulldogs at Etihad, do you enjoy playing there?
Absolutely. You know, that's the best thing about AFL. You get to play at the best venues in the country. And, you know, it's a huge game. We've got to play finals this year. And, you know, the reigning premiers, who are great in the contested ball, their halfbacks set up a lot of their play through some aggressive, proactive movements. So we'll plan for that and got to play our best footy.
No one wants to, you want to be 7-7 after this one, both clubs. Mate, you know someone's gone hard when, like with the build of Shannon Hearn, gets hit and can't play the next week.
It was a great contest. Both guys had their eyes on the ball. And, you know, Shannon's feeling the effects of a little bit of concussion and a minor hammy this week. So, you know, we'll miss him, but someone will come in and play a role.
Yeah. When the skipper's missing, who's captain? I mean, your leadership group, is it all of you?
Yeah, we've got two vice-captains in JK and Luke Shuey, so I'm assuming big Luke.
It's Luke Shuey, he's the man. Stepping up.
Yeah, he's going to be fantastic, mate. He's a future captain of the footy club.
Yeah.
He's come a long way and he's having a great year too.
And still no Josh Kennedy this week.
Yeah, no, he's got one to go. So,
okay.
Like, he's progressing really well. He's starting to train with the main group, and we'd love to have him this week, but physios want one more.
Yeah, he's like you. Loves his footy so much. He'd be hating watching, wouldn't he?
Everyone's competitive. We want to play everyone.
I love when the cameras show him in the coach's box every week, and the crowd cheers at Domain. Yeah. Eagles fans just want him back.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got to be someone to take that kind of pressure on too. I'd be like, no, everyone back off. You can win the game without me. Yeah. Just
guys,
relax.
I'm a bit sore.
Yeah.
And the other thing as we wrap up, mate, the commentator's having trouble picking you up every now and then with your hair that bit shorter. Oh, yeah, it's prettiest. Makes a difference.
It's a bit different, mate, but it's easy to look after.
Yeah.
Good to see you, pretty, and good to see that you enjoyed it. First thing you mentioned was, I know you love your music, to hear Dave Faulkner singing with Maddie this morning.
Yeah, it was Maddie.
Yeah,
I did all right. Thanks, mate.
Dave Faulkner was okay.
Anyway, he was okay, the Hoodoo Guru legend. Good to see you, pretty. All the best on the weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Clearsy, Matt and Kimber, weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
I've been talking about Luke Araci, the Rollins farmer just out of Bunbury. He got on his horse and took it into the McDonald's drive-thru. Unfortunately, they wouldn't serve him.
No, they were not expecting to see a bloke on a horse at the drive-thru.
Sometimes you do see animals in places not meant to be. I remember when I started radio in Canberra and we were in Gungahlin, which is just out of town, and I was doing breakfast radio and I put the blind up in the studio and there's the biggest cow I've ever seen in my life, in love with itself because it's looking at its reflection in the window.
That was your audience.
Yeah, only one.
Reynolds in Hillary's. What, Reynolds, how was it for you? What did you see out there that you shouldn't have?
Well, it wasn't so much what I saw, it was what happened, in that I had pigeons and people around us were complaining about the mice that the pigeons were attracting in the pigeon coop.
Yeah.
So I was told I had to get rid of them. So I knocked down the pigeon coop, and of course, as you know, the pigeons just keep coming back.
Mm.
And this might offend a few people, but I sold quite a few of them, and what were left over just kept coming back. I would actually, how can I put it, kill them and eat them. And my brother got upset with that, and so he bought them off me. But he had nowhere to put them because I'd knocked down the coop. So he put them in his wardrobe.
Oh. Right.
Anyway, the next day, I didn't know he put them in the wardrobe. I didn't know where he put them. But anyway, the next day at breakfast, Mum started going on about who brought the pigeons in the house. And I said, what are you talking about? She said, well, I could hear this noise. And I followed her around until I found it. She opened up the wardrobe and all the pigeons flew out.
Covered full of pigeons.
That is just bizarre. I'm glad they were in the wardrobe because the alternative was awful.
Ronald having a feast.
I've eaten pigeon in Hong Kong.
Thanks, Reynolds.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Go on the pidge.
Yeah.
Oh, Valentina's in Port Kennedy. Valentina, when have you seen an animal in the wrong place?
We were watching TV in the lounge room, mm-hmm. and then we felt this thing on the back of our neck, turned around, and there was a foal standing in our lounge room.
A foal?
Really?
You were on a country property, Valentina?
A semi-rural property, and we had horses there, and somebody had left the back door open, and the foal walked right in the back door into the lounge room to watch TV with us.
Oh, how beautiful. That's like a scene out of a, you know, American nice family series, isn't it?
Actually, yeah.
So nice.
It was until the mare got stuck in the back door, and then we were trying to push her back out.
Yeah, that's an issue. Right.
Yes, right.
Same thing, the whole family.
Yeah.
He tried to follow in. But, yeah, no, it was quite bizarre when we first turned around and there's a foal. We're like, what do we do?
Unexpected. Thanks, Valentina.
Oh, Wilbur.
Sasha's in Mount Nasura. Sasha, what did you see?
Okay, the Peabody Hotel in Memphis.
Okay.
There are about 15 ducks that actually live in the penthouse.
Oh, nice.
Every day, twice a day, they board the elevator, come down to the lobby, walk the red carpet to the fountain, have a drink and a splash in the fountain, walk back up the red carpet, into the elevator and back to their penthouse.
Oh, beautiful. How fantastic.
It's a tourist attraction. Hundreds of people come there twice a day just to watch the ducks walk out of the elevator.
Oh, well, Sasha, can I suggest that you tell those ducks not to go anywhere near Reynolds' place because they could end up on the menu.
Send them to the kitchen.
That's great. Thanks, Sasha.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
Now, the moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Uh-oh, right. Uh-oh. Yeah, this bloke's driving his tractor down the main street of this small country town and he's all agitated and going, the end is coming, the end is coming. And one of the residents turns to his mate and said, who's that? And he says, look, I'm not sure. I think it's Farmageddon.
The end is coming.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Well, there's another Clancy, Matt and Kimber podcast. Done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Switching on Clancy, Matt and Kimber comes with plenty of rewards. Switching to Clean Heat comes with rewards too. New and existing customers enjoy a 20% discount on natural gas.